Welcome to Nowhere to Run with Christopher White.
Hey everyone, welcome to Nowhere to Run. My name is Chris. Thank you for tuning in. You can go to the website, which is nowheretorunradio.com. You can also go to the 2012deception.net. And I just made two more YouTube sites that you can go to, which is Nowhere to Run 1984, K-N-O-W, so Nowhere to Run 1984. And then also another one called His Ways Are Higher. So both of those can be reached at youtube.com/His Ways Are Higher, youtube.com/Nowhere to Run 1984 with K-N-O-W. Just a few more notes on that issue. I did receive back from YouTube that they have accepted my, I guess you'll call it, challenge to the copyright claim, and so it's now in Michael Tesorian's court to see whether or not he wants to go to court about it or whatever. So we'll just see where that goes, but I think I honestly think it's a really good thing. I don't know exactly how it's all going to play out, but I have been getting some really positive feedback from that video, and I think it's really going to help a lot of people out there. And like I said, I think those are the people that we need to help, because they have the best chance of really helping a lot more people too. So it's a good thing. Anyway, so a few more notes. I just did another video, and it's on the His Ways Are Higher YouTube page. But I don't know how long those there are going to stay up, because they did take down the Revelations Radio Network YouTube and the Frank and Chris YouTube and another YouTube that had nothing to do with anything. But they left another one up that also had nothing to do with anything, so it was kind of selective. I have no idea. And then, but they didn't stop me from creating two more YouTube pages, so I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be taken down and all the uploading and stuff that I'm doing is all for naught or what. But I'll know in a few days, less than 14 days, whether or not the account is suspended for good or not. So anyway, moving on. This show, well, let me talk a little bit about the video contest that they entered. Let me just play the audio from it. It's something that the thing was, it could be less than 2 minutes. It was from a church in Detroit that had a video contest. So I decided to enter in a video, and I made one, and I'll play the audio from it right now.
We know that when Christ hung on the cross, he was made sin for us. He bore our sins. I don't believe he got a package deal or a discount. I can show you from Scripture that why I believe that he paid for every individual one. Yours, 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 your, mine, yours, individually, and every one of them. Not sort of an abstraction, individually. You want a disturbing idea to chew on your drive home tonight? I think to do that required him to be outside our time domain, because the cost of each of our sins is eternal separation from God. How many of your sins were yet future when he hung on the cross? All of them. And I believe he experienced the punishment for each of, not only each of us, but each of our sins. Do you realize that gives you a very unusual opportunity next week when you sin? You have the opportunity to add to his suffering 2,000 years ago. That bother you? You see, we refrain from sin not because we're under the law, but out of our love for him, what it cost him. That's why we need to grieve over sin. Really grieve over sin, because it cost him more than we had any idea.
Okay, and you can view that video at the new YouTube site, which is His Ways Are Higher. You can go to youtube.com/His Ways Are Higher. I only have like 3 videos uploaded there, 4 maybe. And I haven't quite uploaded that one to the Nowhere to Run, the new Nowhere to Run YouTube site, but I'm working on that. Got a lot of videos uploading there. I just got some new video software and trying to work out the bugs there and trying to make more professional-seeming, anyway, videos. So what I'm going to talk about today has nothing to do with anything. It doesn't have to do with Christian or conspiracy issues whatsoever. It's just totally carnal and everything. But before I get into that, I did want to deal with something that's a bit relevant. And I've been lately dealing with a lot of doctrinal issues and things like that, kind of in a lot of, debates about doctrines and things like that. And I don't really like doing that very much, but it sometimes is necessary and things like that. And I definitely need to brush up on that stuff whenever it comes up. I always look at it as a good opportunity and a good challenge whenever something comes up that is like that, because it gives me an opportunity to go figure it out. And that's a good thing to do with anything. If you encounter people on YouTube or wherever where they have a challenge about the Bible or about God or something, count it a challenge and go figure it out, and just start building up your faith that, you know, as you'll build up faith as you go look things up, because the Bible continues to prove itself right. It's just, all you got to do is look up. If they say the Bible, that God was saying this and that, go read it. Go read it in context and see what he was saying, and you'll continually be like, they're lying, because it backs itself up. But anyway, and not that doesn't necessarily apply to this situation, but what I want to talk about is quickly something that I didn't quite expect, and I've been getting a few emails about it, and it's a doctrinal thing that I just wanted to clear up. Yeah, I don't know if it did clear up in their minds or whatever, but it's just something that I was surprised about, kind of. But at the same time, it was something that I needed to look up for myself just to make sure I knew what I was talking about. And that is, people will say, because I've said in the past that Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit is. It's a capital H, Holy Spirit. And people have said, hey, Chris, you really botched that idea about the Holy Spirit being God. I mean, they would say, oh, yes, the Holy Spirit's God, but the Holy Spirit isn't Jesus. They're separate. And I don't think that makes sense. I don't think that does make sense. I think the entire concept of the temple being in your body only makes sense if Jesus Christ, when he was praying, Father, you, me and them, and you and me, and I think that none of that makes sense unless he's the Holy Spirit, personally. But there was the matter of having to back it up. And so I'm going to read a few different verses in the Bible, and I just want you to see that this is really explicitly said too. And I understand why people would say this, but there are some pretty explicit verses here, and I know I'll probably get into a royal rumble here now, but that's fine. Okay, in Philippians 1, verse 19, it says, "For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ." Let me read that again. It says, "For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ." Now that's mentioned here in a few of these verses that we're going to mention. The Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And here it's saying the supply of that is going to turn to the salvation. So I think that's equating the Spirit of Jesus Christ to the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does. And I believe that that's just about as explicit of an example as you can get, but we find some more explicit ones. Again, let me read that one more time. "For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ." In Romans 8, verse 9, it says, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so, be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." Now, this is, again, pretty explicit, because it goes through a bunch of different things. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. So here we've established that this Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is God, which I don't think anybody would necessarily disagree with, that the Holy Spirit is God. But then he continues. It says, "Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." The grammar here is equating what he just said, the Spirit of God, to the Spirit of Christ, and it's very explicit. The Spirit of Christ is really hard to say it means anything else but, you know, the Spirit of Christ. It's calling that Spirit of God that dwells in you, not only the Spirit of God that dwells in you, but it's the Spirit of Christ. I think it's extremely explicit there. In Romans 8, verse 10, he continues and said, "And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of right, because of righteousness. So again, there's no doubt that he's talking about the Holy Spirit here, all the qualities that the Holy Spirit does when it's saved, but he says, and if Christ be in you. Here it takes away any opportunity for you to say, well, the Spirit of Christ means that it was just talking about the Spirit that Christ sent or something like that. But he again explicitly says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, and the Spirit of life is life because of righteousness. And I think, again, it works with what Jesus was praying to God, that he might be in us as God is in him, and he is in God, that whole conversion method that he was praying about in the very interesting prayer in John. But I don't want to go too deeply in that. I'll just continue with the other stuff. I think that a few other verses to check out that aren't quite as explicit is like 1 John 5 and 6, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 16, Philemon 1, verse 25, 2 Timothy 4, verse 22 to a lesser extent. But anyway, so let's just get right into the main reason I'm doing this show today. And that is because over the last few years, I've learned a little bit about how to get things on Google and, you know, the search engines, how to get things noticed online and stuff like that, kind of by accident, really. But then I found out that it could actually be pretty applied to businesses and things like that. And I had a person, one of my really good friends, who I was on the phone with and talking to about this and how to possibly get his business rolling. I know we were in some pretty tough economic times, and as I was explaining this to him, I was thinking, you know, I've got a lot more friends out there that could probably use this information too. And so, and I'm not exactly in competition with any of you, I'm sure, on any of this stuff, so I'll just tell you exactly how I have a kind of a checklist. I have a method that I use. Not necessarily in the other stuff, like the stuff that I do for Nowhere to Run and stuff like that. That's kind of just, that's a whole other thing. I mean, that's not even, I don't even think that the same things could apply to that. But there's a methodology that I just want to tell you about. And I've applied this to a few businesses locally and they have been really, really successful. And they are now doing really, really, really good in hard economic times because of this situation. And this can work for you if you have a business, or if you just have a service that you want to provide, or if you've just lost your job and you want to kind of, you're looking for something else to do, and you know of a service or something else that you can do. Now is a good time to diversify into less or more recession-proof types of industries. If you were in something that, you know, quite honestly isn't going to be around if things get very, very tough, then it would be a wise decision to find a niche or find some other kind of thing that you can do that is going to be more needed in tough economic times, and then be the best at it. Be the one that people can find when they type it into Google or type it into any other search engine. And that's what this show is going to be all about. How do you get to be your business or your service to be at the top of Google and start getting calls almost immediately? Although it really, really takes shape after things start to seep through the servers and things like that. Some of the businesses that I have done this for, which I don't want you to think that it's like a lot, it's just two, but they are doing really well. They are pretty much all the top slots in Google go to them. The other day, I was trying to find another company to send a customer to, I couldn't hardly find another company because I had done so well as far as saturating the search engine market on this. So I'm just going to lay it out. This show might not be for everyone. If you don't want to hear this, then this is pretty much the end of the show for you. But for those of you that do want to hear it, here we go. The issue is first that you don't have to have a business in the traditional sense of the word. You don't have to go set up a LLC or a DBA or anything else. You pretty much just have to have, depending on what you want to do, the best thing, you want to have a phone number that you can use and that you can take calls on if that's how you want to do it, or you can do it if it's primarily through a website or something like that. But you do have to have a phone number that you're willing to give out there to everyone, as well as an address. The address doesn't have to be a real address. It can be an address that is centrally located in a city or something like that. I'm not saying you could do anything like that you wanted to. You could have an address that you prefer to use or whatever. So and this will be all okay in taxes and things for that. I mean, you can, when the tax time comes, you can just you can do a DBA, or you can just do a just file it under a business, doing business as kind of thing. But the first thing to do, and this is not a crucial thing, so don't feel like it's a deal breaker, but a good thing to do would be to have a small website. If you don't have a website, it's okay. I'm going to show you how to do this without a website, and it's going to be probably just as good. So, but you need a home base is basically what you need. And if you don't have a website, it's good. If you do have a website, I would encourage you to do a little bit of search engine optimization. It's not that necessary, but it really, really helps. And that is basically a term that means that you have certain key terms that people are going to be looking for when they type into Google. Let's say in my case, Nashville, Tennessee, and air conditioning repair in Tennessee, or air conditioning repair in Nashville. That term, air conditioning repair in Nashville, or air conditioning repairers or service or whatever, that's what you'd want to try to find, different places in your website where you can put those kinds of words. And it helps if you either highlight them, link them to somewhere. Like if they're links, they get higher, more recognized than they would if they're just text. But again, don't worry too much about this if you're out there thinking, okay, I don't know how to do any of that, because this is going to be set up for those people that don't know how to do anything, or very little anyway. And it's not going to take, it takes about two days to do this whole checklist, but let me tell you, it's really worth it. Right now, I'm just going to say this because I'm going to go through the very detailed list, and some of it's going to apply to you, some of it's not. So a good way to find search terms, if you're unsure of like what people are searching for in relation to your business, let's say it's air conditioning repair, you can go to a tool that Google has called Keyword Tool. So you can type in Google Keyword Tool, and you'll find something that Google has where you can type something in like air conditioning repair or whatever, air conditioning repair in Nashville, or just air conditioning repair. And it will spit out a list of what people are searching for, different types of synonyms that they're searching for around that word. And you're going to have a huge list of ideas, of keywords, the kinds of things that people are looking. You'll be able to see the numbers. People type in more air conditioning repairman than they do air conditioning repair, or variations of that thing. The first thing you need to do is look at that list and make another list of your own. Go through and copy and paste those words into a little notepad file, and just have a list there separated by commas, or just there, of very important keywords. That's going to be important for later. You're going to have lots of uses for those keywords. So that's a very important first step. Go and find all the relevant keywords to your business. And of course, you'd probably want to add to that different cities in your area, whether it be the suburbs of the big city that you're around, or whatever, or just all the cities in a general area. That's also an important list to arm yourself with before you get going here. So once you have your keywords, and if you have a website, that's great. If you don't have a website, what the thing to do would be there's lots of different ways you could do this. But what I would suggest to do, if you're going to make a homepage be not a homepage, I would go to a site called MerchantCircle.com. That's MerchantCircle. And Merchant Circle is, in a lot of ways, an ace in the hole. It's an internet marketer's secret. Merchant Circle has a huge page rank with Google search engines. And most of the time, and they also offer a service where you can set up your business there. You can set up, you can go through the process of putting all your business information in there. And by the way, let's just back up a little bit, because we need to hit something before we get there. In the naming of your business, it's important since you might not have a name of your business. You may be like, hey, I'm just going to clean houses or whatever. You want to name your business something that's relevant, kind of an old marketing trick of like A1 and then a descriptive phrase about what your business is. A1 house cleaning and so-and-so or whatever. A1 house cleaning and something-something in Nashville or you know whatever your city is, if you wanted to put Nashville. But that'll automatically do very well in a lot of search engines, especially – and what I focus that one for is calling it A1 something-something descriptive is that really helps in a subsection of search called Google Local. Google Local is when you type in something like, you know, house cleaners or maids in Nashville – There will come up a map section where it's a picture of a Google map, and then to the right of it they have a list, like a business listing of local people. That's an entirely different kind of search algorithm than the natural search engines that Google usually does. And most people, some people anyway, just look into that Google local map for the numbers to call. So you need to, and one of the best ways to get on top of that is to put A1 in front of it, to be descriptive of what it is. And another tip, if you don't have a particular address that you want to use, choose an address that's centrally located in the city, whether it's, you know, if your business doesn't require people actually coming into a storefront, but rather you're just calling you or going to your website or whatnot, then you can basically just choose a location that's centrally located in the city. So that's an important part, naming your business accordingly for Google Local, and it also will help in other things too. So next thing is Merchant Circle. Merchant Circle, again, is like it can be your website very easily. You need a home base, first of all, because there's going to be a lot of things that you're going to have to link your site back to a home base. Merchant Circle is good because they have spent their entire business model is getting high ranks on Google, and it happens really quick too. Most of these things require a good amount of wait time for it to start showing up. But with Merchant Circle, it shows up very quickly. And if there's no competition in your particular field, if you're doing something kind of rare, Merchant Circle will get you to the top of Google very, very quickly. There's another aspect of Merchant Circle that I find to be very, very important. They have a place on there where you can blog. It's got a built-in blog to Merchant Circle. The important part about this, and this is something that you could do every day, like just make it a personal goal to write a blog. And you don't even have to write a blog that makes that's different than the previous blog. But the purpose of it is to rename the title of the blog differently for every day. And because these blogs have in themselves will show up in different search engines for just that title. So let's, for example, say that one day I wrote an article called House Cleaning in Nashville, and then the next day, and I posted the same blog with basically keywords and information and contact information and a picture or whatever about the business. I posted that information in the blog. And then the next day, I just copy and pasted that text into another blog, and I put the title Maid Service in Nashville. And then I did that, and then the next day I would make a blog and I would put copy and paste the same information in there, except this time I would call it Maid Service in Hendersonville, which is outside Nashville. And so if people type that in, Maid Service in Hendersonville, then this blog is going to show up at the top of Google, and people are going to click on it, and it's not going to be it'll take them to it. Have all my information on stuff there. So it's a way. Merchant Circle is just by itself, you could stop right there and have a good chance of making this all work. And the other good thing about Merchant Circle is that you can put a huge amount of text in these blogs. You could just put every single keyword that you've ever found in there. And that's a good thing too. You can put every city that's in there. You can have these blogs work a lot of good. And it's good. Another rule of thumb as we go through this, and there's going to be a lot of places that you're going to have to submit to different kind of search engines and business listings and things like that, a good rule of thumb is to be thorough when you're filling out these forms. Put, you know, descriptions of your business. You can have like a copy and pasted description of the business, you know, that you've tried pretty, you know, reasonably tried to put good keywords in there, like make sure you put house cleaning, maid service in Nashville, those kinds of things. I don't do a house cleaning, maid service in Nashville, so I'm just saying. So that's something to take note of. Okay, another good now. This is a kitchen sink approach to marketing. You can take some of this and use it, but I'm just going to go through it. Another thing is what I find to be extremely powerful is to make a movie, very short video. And I know you're like, okay, Chris, not everybody can do that. Well, try it. You have Windows Movie Maker on your computer. If you know just anything about it, make a very short video that just has text on there. Just put, you know, some kind of copyright-free music on there, and then put text on there saying maid service or in so and so. Here's your phone number. Here's your website, you know, or Merchant Circle website or whatever, or blog. You can have a blog be your home base, and that's a good thing. WordPress, things like Squidoo and things like that are good places to have a home base because they're very search engine optimized in themselves. So you can go to WordPress and have that be your home base if that's what you wanted to do. But anyway, or Blogspot or something like that. But Merchant Circle's, I think, better. So anyway, make this video. Just text if you want. You can put some pictures in there or whatever. It doesn't have to be fantastic because all it's going to do is just be there for the search engines. In the description section, make sure you put the link to your website as the very first thing in the description so that they can, so that it's already showing in the description section that they can just click on it. And then, you know, be descriptive in the description section, making sure you put all the search terms that you've looked up from Google keyword tool. So have your video made. And here is a secret, one of my most guarded secrets in the marketing thing is a site called TubeMogul. TubeMogul. And TubeMogul is a site where you can go and you can upload a video, and it will automatically upload that video to several different sites, you know, like YouTube and Dailymotion and Metacafe and all these other ones. But in order to do that, you have to go around first to Metacafe and Dailymotion and sign up little accounts. It takes no time at all, you know. Just sign up for an account, confirm it with your email address or whatever, and just remember your username and password for each one of those. And then you can go to TubeMogul and enter in all that information once you've uploaded your video, put your description and tags in there, hit launch or whatever, and it will give this screen where you just start entering in your information. At that point, you can press, like, remember this information, and that'll be the last time you have to remember all those usernames and emails and passwords for all those different things that you've signed up for. You can go to TubeMogul, and you can find out all the different video sites that they have that they do this for, and so you can just go to those sites and sign up for them. Some of them you won't be able to use because they're real specific kind of video that only want certain types of content on their video site. So usually, generally speaking, there's about seven or so that you can put these kinds of things on. So anyway, once you do that and get a very just regular old standard video and have it tagged well, have it linked with your website, then upload it to TubeMogul. And that will do a lot of good in the future. That's going to put you on, especially, I mean, number one in several categories. Anything that you've listed in that description section that has those categories, tag it. There's a tag section. Tag it very, very well with those relevant keywords. So that is already gonna start you going pretty good. If you have a website and if you've decided to create a website for all this, the thing to do would be to submit it to search engines. And I'm going to link in the show notes here a checklist here that's going to have a lot of what I'm talking about here. And And it has a link here to a place called submitexpress.com. But there's a lot of different places like this where you can just submit to different search engines. This one, I think, does 20, but there's some that, like, boast 300 search engine submissions or whatever. But anyway, so that's one thing. Obviously, a good thing to do would keep on, like, Craigslist is something that a lot of people know about already. If you don't know about it, get very acquainted with Craigslist.org. And start putting your information about there and link your website there. Because search, Google and other search engines primarily rank on links. The better the links, the better. And it actually, single links, like not reciprocal links, actually rank better. The more links that you have, the higher you're going to rank on search engines. There's obviously other issues too, but that's the primary one. So link building is a thing in itself. But don't go to these like link building sites because that can be much, much worse than doing it naturally and for lots of different reasons. But I'll just say this is why I'm going to be saying a lot of the stuff that I'm about to be saying. But Craigslist is good anyway. A lot of people just get jobs solely off Craigslist. It's a good thing to just do anyway. And it always helps to link your new website that you're going to be pointing all this stuff to, a central home base. That's the thing that you're going to want to show up everywhere. So describe your business in Craigslist, link your website there, because Craigslist ranks pretty high already on search engines. Another thing, I don't know if this is a outside Nashville thing, but there's something called Backpages. Backpages also ranks really high, so make sure you put your ad for your services or whatever on Backpages and make sure you link your website there. Again, all this will be in the marketing checklist in the show notes. Okay, the next thing that is important has to do a little bit with link building and a lot more to do with just business listings, because a lot of people just look in these different places to find their services for different things. There is a website that I'm going to link in the show notes called ecommerceoptimization.com, and it's /local-business-listing-guide. Now, it lists basically all these sites that are, it's a checklist essentially of sites to sign up for, put in your information, and submit to. There are things like Google Local, Yahoo Local, InfoUSA, Local.com, Superpages, YellowPages.com, YellowBook, Magic Yellow, MetroBot, McRae's Blue Book, Local Eyes, and I have Nashville.net, but you would have your other things. So these are out of that link that I'm going to give you in the what's called on the marketing checklist, listing checklist. You can go through that if you want to, but the ones that I've listed are the ones that are the ones that you need. I've gone through that and found these, and so you can go to the different ones. Google Local is extremely important. So is Yahoo Local. There's things like InfoUSA and Superpages that actually go to so many of the different ones that are listed in that. So as long as you're getting InfoUSA and Superpages and like YellowBook and YellowPages, they will automatically submit to the other issues like AOL and all those other things. That's why I don't have AOL listed in that. It's because they use other people's information. So one thing to keep in mind though is that once you do this, you're gonna get a few calls from salesmen that are going to say, "Hey, I'm Bob with Local.com. We have you listed there in the free listings, but was just wondering if you wanted to be on the front page. We can do that, you know." And you get a lot of those kinds of calls. Just be like, "No, I'm trying to do it myself. I don't want to spend any money. Thank you." And I get probably 2 or 3 calls a week that have something to do with that. So, but generally speaking, this isn't going to give your number to too many salespeople. So far, it's just been these kinds of folks, you know, the people that are at yellowpages.com or whatever. And some of them call to actually confirm. That's mostly what they do. Like, "We're just calling to confirm your information, make sure it's all right. Hey, by the way, would you like to spend some money?" Or anyway. So the other thing is what I will call, and what internet marketers call, Web 2, which is stuff like WordPress blogs, podcasts, dig.com, Propeller, StumbleUpon, things like Squidoo. these kinds of very, very already highly trafficked sites, Twitter, these kinds of things. The more you can do with this kind of stuff, the better. If you can create a podcast about your business, put it on Podomatic.com, you got free 500 megabytes, you know, you probably aren't going to be, you know, it's probably not going to be that successful. I mean, it might be a successful podcast, but the issue is Podomatic.com has its own search ranking thing. So every time you post a blog or a podcast, it in itself is, you know, has all your link information and stuff like that and can be found in search engines. So Podomatic.com, WordPress, blog about all this stuff, and Dig.com, those kinds of things. This is kind of just kitchen sink stuff. If you can spend 2, 3, 4, or 5 days on this kind of stuff, but this is just how to really throw the kitchen sink at the whole thing. Then there is another issue that is also kind of a marketing little secret here, and that is press release. Press releases are the ace in the hole in a lot of different ways. If you write a press release, you can do this on pay sites, but you can also do it for free. There is a link to a free press release site that I use, and I think that I have it on here. I don't, but I will. I'll link it when I put it on the show notes. Free press release. I think it's prlog.org is one. And they are very, very helpful. And what you want to do with the press release is you want to write it in a news kind of way. Like something business offers the cheapest price or boasts the cheapest price or whatever your angle is for your business. If you can present it in a kind of news way, maybe even quote yourself like, I always wanted to do something Chris says, you know, or whatever. But just try to be conscious of search terms when you write your press release and things like that, and just have it like you like it and put it out there. And this is another important part about press releases. Triangulate your press release. You can in this free one that I'm talking about, you can have three free, well, it's all free, but you can have three links on there. Any other links that you put on there will not be clickable. And what you want to do is triangulate with those links. You want to link your main site, and then you want to link two other things that you have. Maybe your video, and maybe your something from the web too, whether it be your podcast or blog or whatever. And if you can, and by triangulating them in the press release, you're going to have a lot more searchability. A lot of times, what's going to happen is your press release is going to beat out everything that you've ever done so far. It's going to beat out your website. It's going to beat out everything. Your press release very well might be the thing that people see when they're looking for whatever service you're providing. So make sure that you put all about your business on there, and make sure it's done in such a way that you're happy with this being what people see about your business. You can put a picture on there and things like that too. So that's prlog.com. And that's a real important part of it. There is, again, if you're going to do a website, that's obviously one of the better things you can do, because you can do a lot of different things with a website, and a lot of people, depending on your business, will want to see a website. But Merchant Circle is just as good for a lot of different reasons. And so I would recommend Merchant Circle. They do have certain types of pay services, but I haven't used them. I don't see any need to use them. So check that out. And, of course, things like your meta tags for your HTML people, but don't worry about that. They're really not that important. So I think that's everything. And, like I said, this is a way to get us all, you know, keep us afloat for a little bit longer in this very tough economy. And you can apply this to anything. You don't have to have a business. You can create a new business. You can call yourself a business. As long as you have a phone to take calls or whatever, then you're in business, literally. And what I would ask out of the deal is that you would give glory to God, because that's the whole issue here. That's what is put on my heart to do this for, because I know that some people out there have been praying about these kinds of things and need a solution to the problem, and this is possibly one of the reasons that you know, I was led to do it and so on. So it's totally a God thing altogether. So if you start to make money, if it starts to work, try not to think it was because of our ingenuity or our or you know, good ideas, or try not to present it in that way. Just keep pointing to God, saying, God, God, it was God. And then I think that it'll all be good. If you want to do like a website or something like that and you don't have any clue about what's going on, you can contact me. I can probably give you some information about how to do it. It's pretty technical, but if you have some kind of skill, I can probably help walk you through it. And there's ways to do websites that are, they're pretty easy. So just give me a shout if you need any help with that. All right. So thanks for everything. You can go to the website again, which is Nowhere to Run Radio, and the new one, 2012deception.net. Working on getting all the videos uploaded, and we'll hopefully get that going pretty soon. You can see the new video at His Ways Are Higher and at the YouTube site. So thanks, and I'll talk to you guys later.